Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you guessed it, Easter is on its way. That's a classic from Gene Autry. Peter Cottontail. Haven't heard that in a while, have you, Craig?
I think that's the animated version of that, right?
That's right.
Claymation.
So my guest this morning, an expert on Easter, apparently, is for our expert panel, is Craig Heinzman. He is the community pastor at Marcus Point Baptist Church. Y'all got a lot going on for Easter.
Always.
I just looked and it said nine events.
Nine events.
Holy cow,
nine
as they say.
Over 2 days. Nine events, 2 days, four locations all over the community. So that's the goal is always to do everything we can.
How exciting. Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about you. You were just a host on our morning news program here
at
News Radio 92.3. Did a great job, by
the
way.
Thank you. It's always fun to be on the radio. And I will say it's big shoes to fill when you step in for Andrew, and all that prep that has to go into it is people just don't understand.
Yeah, people don't realize.
It's
tough when you're talking for 4 hours or
right. Yeah, when you're someone like Brent's doing the easy job, he gets to play songs
And
then
much easier,
easier, right?
Much easier.
Don't tell him I said that.
I won't. I promise. So tell me a little bit about yourself and your background, and also about Marcus Point Baptist Church, because I know that it is a what would be the right word? I want to say a foundation or landmark or just an established, just a huge influence in this community.
Yeah, it's been around for 34 years. Our pastor came over. It was started as another church in another off Massachusetts Avenue. Through a series of events, we actually bought the old boat dealership right there on W Street, and that started the conversion into what we now see today as that location in Pensacola. And now the campus, we've spread to multiple campuses throughout the area, and we're going to continue to hopefully grow in those areas and in new areas. So we've got a campus not only in Pensacola, which is on W Street, which is the kind of the landmark, the lighthouse fountain is what most people know.
Yeah, beautiful
when they,
facility.
Yeah, then they go by there, which we do offer, FYI, to nonprofits, anybody that needs meeting space. If you need meeting space, it's something that we try to do for the community free of charge if we can. Our very minimal charge, if you have to rent tablecloths, that kind of stuff, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We just get you basically in contact with the companies that do those things. But we do offer that meeting space for free and have a lot of folks that do it. Escambia County Suicide Prevention utilize it on a regular. Pensacola Vestment Guild utilize it regularly. Impact 100 utilize it regularly. And so we really want to be a place where people that need an opportunity to meet, to host events, they can do so, and it saves them money. We know that's something we have, and we also have volunteers. So we have volunteers that help out across the community in various different ways. I've got some volunteers that are connecting with Leadership Pensacola and helping them out recently, and we continue to do that. We've got axles and axles for Alzheimer's, I believe, is actually on our campus on Saturday, this Saturday. And so we've got a number of different ways that we try to reach out. At that Pensacola campus, that's one of it because we have so much space. We also have a campus in Beulah. We have a campus in North Pace that we're going to be starting to break ground on the actual building either the end of this month, beginning of next month.
That's exciting.
And then we got a campus in Molino as well. Yeah.
Excellent.
So right now, all three of our satellite campuses are meeting in schools, but North Pace is the very first one right there next to the pig, the Piggly Wiggly. we'll be right there next to Wallace Lake, K-8. We've got a good bit of acreage there. And like I said, they're going to start turning dirt.
Well, that's exciting.
Quickly. Yeah.
That's very exciting. So tell me a little bit about how you came to be a part of this.
So I've been in Pensacola since I was 12. So I moved over here from middle school in Panama City, Florida. We talked about that earlier.
We sure
We were Panama City alums. And I went to Woodham High School here and went to PSC, went to UWF, graduated, and was instantly in ministry. I was in ministry when I was starting at when I was at PSC. So I've been doing ministry in this town, golly, now going on almost 30 years, probably.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
So what brought you to ministry?
At such a young age. This is a great question because a lot of people ask, so how do you get into the church ministry? And it has to be the only thing you can do. All other options have to be exhausted, because if you have another option, you will end up taking it. Ministry okay. is long hours. Ministry takes a lot from you, and it's not going to make you super rich unless you're, I guess, a TV preacher, which I am not.
Just radio.
Yeah, just radio. I just do radio. Yeah, but it's so realistically, I watched Jesus Christ change my life all throughout my teenage years. That became my calling, is to help others, introduce others to the life-changing power of Jesus. That's it. And through that, I've been very blessed to be able to do that in the Escambia County, Santa Rosa County area my entire career.
Mm-hmm.
So I started in the Southern Baptist church world. I worked at a couple of Southern Baptist churches, one in over in the Bellevue side of town, one up in Jay, Florida, and then went over to the Methodist church, and I was at Gulf Breeze United Methodist Church for about 3 years, and then went back to what we call non-affiliated Baptist, independent Baptist, but non-affiliated Baptist church at Marcus Point, and I've been there for 19 years now.
That's incredible. Yeah, what a great story. Okay.
Yeah.
So now Easter's coming up, believe it or not. I can't believe it, since we just had snow, right?
Right. Well, it's weird, because Easter's really late this year, but yet it seems like everything's coming so fast.
I
don't know about this year, but I don't know if it's just because things have, with that snowstorm, I think that snowstorm for Pensacola completely disrupted us.
It absolutely did. In
every way possible, it shut down everything for a week straight.
Right.
And we all just lost our time.
I know. I did. I was completely flummoxed by the whole thing.
I still think we're recovering. But yes, Easter is coming up. 19th and 20th, and like I said,
of April.
Not this week, yeah.
Not today.
The 19th and 20th of April, and we are excited just about the opportunity to reach out to our community and host a lot of fun events. Some that are church events, church services, and others that are just public services that we love to do in partnership with folks like Cat Country, and the Blue Wahoos, and we just enjoy having safe, fun places for families to go and enjoy the amazing place that this area is. So,
okay, well, let's get to some of the events so we can get them on our calendar now.
So the 19th is all of our family egg hunts. They all happen at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And this is a Saturday.
It's Saturday the 19th at 11 o'clock, and it happens at the same time in four different locations. So we will, through that whole process, 125,000 eggs will be picked up.
Whoa.
Someone asked me how we stuff all those, and the answer is we do not.
Wow.
We did that the very first year. We had 50,000 eggs that we got all of our people together and stuffed them and tried to tape
goodness.
Them. And yeah, it was a nightmare. So we said, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. So we have some great treat-filled eggs that will be no peanut. You have to be real safe these days.
Of course.
No small toys, no peanuts, everything's great. And we do that in four locations. So the first one is kind of our largest one. It's the one that Cat Country partners with us. And it is the one that the Blue Wahoos partner with. It's called Eggawahooza.
Oh, my goodness.
Eggawahooza. So we started this the second year the Wahoos were in season. So I think this is their 13th year, maybe. I don't know if it's 13th or 12th year, but we did our sunrise service there the very first year they opened. In fact, it was the first event, non-baseball event related, that happened.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And we thought the next year, as we were talking to the leadership there, how cool would it be to do an egg hunt on the field? And so we did that during a game. We did an egg hunt on the field, and it was really fun for the kids. And then we said, there's a lot of kids that didn't get to do this because they didn't have tickets to the game or whatnot. So what if we took it outside? And so that's what we do. We're taking it outside. It's in the open areas around the Wahoo Stadium, Maritime Park. There'll be 50,000 eggs. There's different hunts that start at 11 o'clock. So that's going to be your walkers through 4 years old. So the 1-2, and then 3-4, and then special needs.
All right. Well, we're going to come back and talk more about, how do you say it again?
Eggawahooza.
Eggawahooza. And we have Craig Heinzman here with Marcus Point Baptist Church. Lots to tell you about. Lots of Easter celebrations coming up. If you've got a question or a comment for Craig, you can always text it in on the Pep Talk text line, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest this morning is Craig Heinzman, who is community pastor with Marcus Point Baptist Church, talking about the exciting Egawahoosa. Am I say that right?
It's right. Egawahoosa.
I love Egawahoosa. That name. And all the upcoming events just in time for Easter.
Well, if you've ever been to the Wahoos Stadium, there was a greeter. And I don't know if she's still there. I hope she's still there. She would stand on the concourse as you come up the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always go, Wahoo!
Yeah,
and so
yes.
That's where the Wahoosa came into.
There you
that's,
go.
That's where we kind of started thinking through that. So credit to her for that. But yeah, so there's. I always tell people it starts at 11. You want to get there early. You okay. do not want to get there late.
This is Saturday, April 19th.
April 19th, starting at 11 p.m. When we drop those ropes and mm-hmm. we say go, 25 because we do two rounds. The okay. first round about 25,000 eggs. That's for walkers through age four, and we have a special egg hunt area for our special needs. For those two, it's probably going to be done in 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you 3 minutes because that's a little.
I just had this image of my mind of total chaos.
Right. That's more time than it takes for the second round that happens at noon.
Oh, I bet.
Because the noon egg drop is K-5 through fifth grade. And the fourth and fifth graders can clean the field in probably under 30 seconds. but it's what's great about it is, you know, knock on wood, we've had zero incidents, no injuries, no problems, no fights, nothing of that nature. We really try to make sure that all of our volunteers, we have what we call a pink shirt posse that's out there, and they're all going to be making sure that everyone's having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to be safe. We don't allow parents on the fields except for the ones and twos and the special needs areas. Everybody else, your kids are on your own. But we tell parents stay exactly where you left them, and their mm-hmm. kids can come right back to you. So we haven't had lost kids. We haven't had injuries.
And do the kids bring their own baskets to fill?
They
How
need
does
to bring
work?
Their own baskets. We do have bags available, but it works a whole lot better if you bring your own baskets. And I'm going to tell you, don't bring the small ones. Okay.
Ah, okay.
Do not bring the small ones. We very rarely we don't want any kid to go home with less than like 20, 30 eggs. Like,
oh my goodness.
That would be, you know, we've had kids that go home with buckets.
And when is the adult egg hunt?
Right. There is no adult egg. That's how we keep the injuries down.
Doggone it. I was hoping for a couple of eggs there.
Yeah, we don't give away Xboxes or none of that mess. It's just candy. It's just fun for families. And what it does is it allows families to come down, be in that beautiful park, in that beautiful area, spend some time with their kids, spend some time with their neighbors and their friends, and their kids get to experience something. And then they can go out to eat afterwards. They can go home. Chick-fil-A will be there. They have a food truck that's there normally. Kona Ice, a couple of other folks that are going to be there. So you can stay and picnic if you want, or you can go and go to any one of the great restaurants downtown and enjoy a family day. So it's not taking up your whole day.
Mm-hmm. So and it's free.
It's completely free on the 19th. Again, I would say if you're going to get there, you want to get there at least by 10:30, even if you're going to just be there for the noon hunt, because there is, again, we cannot hold it back. Once mm-hmm. once 11 o'clock hits,
right,
we have got to drop those lines and we've got to let kids go. Once 12 o'clock hits, we have got to drop those lines. We have to drop those. So we've had people that walk up at, you know, 12:05 and like, where are all the eggs? And I'm like, they're gone.
It's over.
They're completely gone.
Oh, yeah. So you can't be late to this.
No, you cannot be late to this. So make sure that you're there. And it is one of the. It's just a great event. It's just a lot of fun. Our volunteers have a great time. We've had nothing but good reports from it, and I really hope more people will come and check it out. So that's one of, again, four egg hunts happening at the exact same time.
Wow.
Because we realize that we have these campuses in different areas, and we want to meet the needs in those communities as well, not mm-hmm. just the downtown. Because it's hard for someone that's in North Pace,
sure.
around the Chemical Highway, to travel all that way. It's hard for someone who's in Molino to travel all that way for an egg hunt. So we have egg hunts at each location. So in Pace, we have Pace-a-palooza, and that's going to be happening. It's actually the very first event to happen on our new campus grounds. So
that's exciting.
It is right next to Wallace Lake K-8, where you're going to start seeing dirt being turned out there for a beautiful new campus. It's going to have a full service coffee shop that's going to be open throughout the week. So if you're a parent dropping off a kid at K-8, you're going to be able to get some coffee and hang out there. Pesapalooza starts at 11 o'clock. Again, the same thing. It's not. It may not be, each one of these things may not go the exact same times. Mm-hmm. So like for Pace, it's 11 and 11:30 and 12. So they're going to be doing three different drops.
Okay.
So that's why I say make sure if you're going to get to any of these places, you want to be there around 10:30. So Pesapalooza on the 19th at 11 o'clock, right there next to Wallace Lake K-8. And then there's the Beulah Dash, which is at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. And that's actually a twofer event. So if you want, if you're a runner, I don't know if you're a runner. I am not a runner. But they do a color fun run.
Oh, fun.
5K at the very beginning at about 8 o'clock in the morning. So if you want to register for that, you can check out the website, PensacolaEaster.org. PensacolaEaster.org. You can register for this run. It is a color run. It does have medals, which is a big thing for us some folks. You know, do I get a medal? Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where they throw that color dust chalk on you as you run around. So. And then at 11 o'clock there again, you're going to have an egg hunt at the Equestrian Center for Beulah Dash. And then the last one is Molino Madness, which is happening up at Don Sutton Ballpark at 11 o'clock.
Molino Madness.
In Molino. Yeah. So all fun events specifically geared for families to be a part of and to really just go and enjoy. That's all. You can check out all those. Register. You can see area maps. Pensacola Church. Pensacola Easter. .org.
All right, we've got more to tell you about. So much happening Easter weekend. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Craig Heinzman with Marcus Point Baptist Church. And if you have a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and our expert on Easter eggs. And Easter is here. Craig Heinzman with Marcus Point Baptist Church.
I don't know about an expert on Easter eggs, but I have certainly become an expert to some degree on Easter, especially as we have made Easter just something we love to do here in Pensacola. So we talked a little bit about the egg hunts on the 19th, but then those all lead into
the
Easter
big event.
Easter services that happen on the 20th. And we have Easter services happening at 10 and 10:30 at all of our campuses, 10 o'clock at the Pensacola campus, 10:30 at all the rest of our campuses. Those are amazing Easter services. But the one that most of your listeners are going to know, even though they didn't probably know it was Marcus Point that puts it on, is the community sunrise service. And your signs are getting put out right now. You're going to see those along the roads. You're going to start hearing commercials for this service. And this is, I love it. We call it one of the biggest Easter traditions.
Mm-hmm.
We will fill that stadium with worshipers from all different backgrounds.
And this is at Wahoo Stadium?
At Wahoo Stadium, 6 a.m.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It is a sun. In order to have a sunrise service, you got to get up with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So it is truly... When Quint built the stadium and we were, you know, there helping feed some of the workers that were there, we thought, man, this would be a really cool place to have a sunrise service. And we truly expected that we would have like maybe 700 people. So we approached the leadership at the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and said, hey, can we do this? Do y'all think it would be okay? We don't know what's involved in it. We have no idea, but we'll try to figure it out. And they said, I think it's a great idea, especially Quint's like, this is what we built the stadium for. It's a multi-use stadium. It's supposed to be community use. So let's do it. I said, awesome. So we did it. That first year, we had over 3,000 people, and it was crazy.
Wow.
And it's grown every year. It's amazing. It is to watch that sunrise over the Pensacola Bay, worshiping God at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little early, I know. It's amazing, though. You want to be a part of it.
Sounds exciting. So what do you need to do to be able to participate?
Show up.
Okay, probably early.
Yes. I mean, you want to be there earlier. If you want to get a seat around home plate, you know, around first base, you're going to want to be there earlier. There's the Hancock. Every seat's filled by the time we, you know, start the service. And it is just bring your kids. Doesn't matter what you wear. If you want to bring your kids in the PJs, we have a lot of folks that do that since it's so early.
Right.
We've had people that you know, get a camper and they'll camp out in the parking lot and they'll just get up and come in. So
there you go.
However you want to do it. This is a service for all of Pensacola, no matter your background, no matter your denomination, whatnot. We invite anyone to come out and be part of this. Again, it's Easter morning, 6 a.m. At Blue Wahoo Stadium. It's the Community Sunrise Service.
Sounds wonderful. So again, the website where people can find out about all these events that are happening.
Yes, PensacolaEaster.org. PensacolaEaster.org. And you can find out about everything, register, get maps for all of the different egg hunt areas, see how everything's laid out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you need anything, you can always call the church office and ask for Craig, and I will answer any questions you
have. Do you know that number?
Yes, 850-437-1620. No, that's not it.
I've done that now. Someone's asked me for my phone number.
I said it so many times yesterday. It's yeah, 850-4-
I understand.
850-479-8337 is that number. So it's a great, again, anything we can do, if we can host your event, we can help your organization, we want to do that too. We are here for the community. Thank you so much, Meg, for having me on.
Craig, thank you so much for being here. I really am excited about all of these events. Again, you can find out more at PensacolaEaster.org. Thanks to Marcus Point Baptist Church for providing all these wonderful community events and activities for all of us. Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thank you.
We appreciate you.